From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Dogpile.com. All of these search engines piled into one: Google, Yahoo, LiveSearch, and Ask.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Returning any gifts today? If you encounter protesters at the mall, well, they have a right to be there. The state Supreme Court has ruled shopping malls can't ban protesters on the content of their message, even if they're urging shoppers to boycott retailers. The court majority said free speech rights extend to the private property of shopping malls, considered by some to be the modern-day equivalent of town squares. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind watch through tomorrow for Southern California. The Los Angeles Times reports winds hit 102 miles per hour Monday night atop Whitaker Peak, about an hour's drive north of L.A. More than 100,000 homes and businesses from Santa Barbara to San Diego suffered brief blackouts earlier this week. This time of year, the powerful pumps in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta could be sending millions of gallons of water to cities and farms to the south and west. But a recent ruling from a federal judge to protect a fish, the Delta smelt, means water operations in California will be anything but business as usual this year. Any day now, outflow from the Delta could be cut drastically, as Tamara Keith reports.
Every fall, biologists with the California Department of Fish and Game survey the waters of the Delta for the first 2 weeks of each month. On this November morning, the boat hits the water as the sun is still rising. Fog hugs the Delta's sunken island.
We're on the Sacramento River right by the town of Rio Vista in the Delta. And this is prime Delta smelt territory, which is why we're here, because we're trying to find Delta smelt, which is no easy task these days. State biologists have been surveying these waters in exactly the same spots for the last 40 years, and they've seen some pretty dramatic changes in the population of fish out here.
Now we're ready to throw the net out.
Are you ready, Ken?
Dave Contreras is a biologist with the Department of Fish and Game. He's working with Bryn Hooten, a recent graduate from UC Davis. In 1980, state biologists pulled in nearly 600 Delta smelt in the month of November. Not this year. The boat tows a net that's 64 feet long and gathers in life from deep underwater all the way up to the surface.
They're pulling it in. Let's see.
Like much of anything.
Not a single fish in there, just some slimy stuff.
Yeah, some weeds, good old weeds.
Throughout the day, the small team will complete the same operation 13 times. But just when it's starting to seem hopeless.
Oh, look what I found.
No.
We caught the elusive Delta smelt. Do you want to smell it?
Go ahead.
The fish is small and silvery, almost translucent with big eyes. And as Bryn holds it under my nose, the smell of cucumber is undeniable.
Did you smell it?
Yeah.
It does.
Pretty crazy, huh?
This small, funny-smelling fish, hardly 2 inches long and skinny as can be, this fish is forcing the cutback of water supplies to 25 million people and millions of acres of farmland.
So, you know, the Delta smelt is even more unremarkable than I thought it would be.
It is kind of a wussy fish, but so to speak, but... You know, it's pretty important as far as being an ecological indicator, so we need that fish species around.
The team finds a total of 4 smelt, and it turns out they were the only ones found in the entire month of November. Water and wildlife managers will use data gathered in this survey and others as they figure out how to follow the recent ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Oliver Wanger. Under the order, pumping must be reduced at various times throughout the winter, spring, and summer that are critical to the development of Delta smelt. The state and federal pumps at the south end of the Delta are massive. They were designed to literally reverse river flows while they pull huge amounts of water out of the Delta. This time of year, the pumps are very active. But Judge Wanger's ruling says water managers have to slow things down if certain conditions appear. Jerry Johns, deputy director of the California Department of Water Resources, says the smelt are ready to spawn, and they like to do it in cloudy river water.
If we can decrease our pumping, we can keep those cloudier waters that are likely good habitat for smelt in the northern part of the delta or the western part of the delta and not draw that water into the southern delta and have the delta smelt follow them. We'd like them not to do that because that makes them more susceptible to the effects of our pumps if they're in the south delta.
John says the state could be forced to cut pumping in the coming year by anywhere from 7% to 30%, depending on weather, river flows, and where the smelt are hanging out. Southern California radio listeners might recognize this ad encouraging residents to conserve.
It's time to get serious about using less water, especially now. California's main water sources have been severely impacted by record dry conditions, and we're already using our reserves to supply our everyday water. Our water situation is serious.
The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, one of the largest users of water pumped from the Delta, has made this ad and others hard to miss. Roger Patterson is the district's assistant general manager.
We're in some times like we really haven't seen in California before. I mean, we've had things line up in a very unusual way.
In addition to the Delta problems, there's been little rainfall in the last year in Southern California. The Colorado River, a major water supply source, is in the midst of a multi-year drought. In addition to asking for conservation, water agencies around the state will most certainly pull from their reserves.
This is like a drought, only it's man-made. This is from a court rather than from the skies.
Brent Walthall is assistant general manager of the Kern County Water Agency. They supply farmers in the San Joaquin Valley with the water they need to irrigate their crops.
Farmers right now are planning for the crops they'll plant in January, February, March, and April. They're reducing their seed orders. They're reducing their equipment orders. They're laying off folks. So, yeah, in the agricultural community, we feel this immediately.
And in the agricultural community, he says there's some suspicion all this hardship may not be worth it. Walthall says there's plenty of evidence pointing to other reasons for a decline in Delta smelt populations.
One of our greatest concerns is they'll continue to shut down the water pumps and the smelt will continue to decline.
The court-ordered water cuts are expected to last through July, when the Delta smelt normally move out of harm's way. But most involved agree that over the long term, the way the Delta is managed is going to have to change. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith.
We've got photos of the smelt. Check them out at californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Wednesday, December 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with information online at www.irvine.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.